as I kept loving those in that steel God we trust. And the freedom I fought for is granted us. I hope it's not too late to save America. Do you hear now that cry across America?
Welcome to We Are the News Now with Dan Hennen. Here on EA Truth. On EA Truth Media. Today is April 25th, 2022. Our show will be about current events. Typically, this is a 30-minute show. We'll be talking about the events that did make the news that shouldn't have, as far as the distractions, and also things that didn't make the news that should have. This 30-minute summary will strip out the fake news so you don't have to. Keep in mind, this is a faith-based program, and as always, we start off each episode with a prayer. To our Father God Almighty, we humbly submit ourselves in this show to you in the name of Yeshua, your Son. I take the blood of Christ and apply it to this live stream, the recording, show, and every listener right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over our ministry, all families, and this great nation of America. May you, God, touch and be with every listener right now, where they are, as they tune into the show. God bless each and every one of them. Thank you. And we pray in the name of your son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, today's show is going to be interesting as we're finishing up here with April. We'll soon be into May. And, of course, we're going to be hearing about the midterms all for the next few months. But let's not get into that just now. We'll talk about the big news, the big things that hit the news this past week. No masks are required now for flying on Alaska Air, United, Delta, Southwest. This was big, big news. But it wasn't long-lived. All this happy news and everyone rejoicing of how glad they were not to wear the masks on the planes. Remember, this was just, it was no longer required. You still can wear them if you want. Just no longer required. They're not banned. If you want to wear them, you can. It's not required. The very next day, Biden and his administration said, we want to go back now and appeal or repeal that. And we want to make masks mandatory again. So yes, this is the world we're living in. I wanted to get it reinstated. How bizarre is that? I think that Biden and his administration have far better things to be doing than spending their time with a mandate from private airlines. So that's very interesting. Now, five defendants in the Trump lawsuit took the fifth and refused to cooperate in the Durham filing. This was April 18th. It did not make the news. Trump has a big lawsuit with all those defendants named. He's going after them. If you get a chance, read it. It's a 108-page PDF file that lists everything that goes back to the Russian hoax, the Steele dossier, all of this lying and corruption that goes back to making to discredit Trump and his campaign. And then once he got into office, they began spying on him and still trying to discredit him after he took office. So five of those defendants now said, you know what, we're going to take the fifth. We're going to refuse to cooperate in this case. Now, this is the Durham filing. And this has all come out of this. Durham is the special prosecutor in this case, which you hear really nothing about in the mainstream news. Now, in Florida, DeSantis, more good news. He's going to try to eliminate Disney's self-governing status there in the state of Florida. They voted and passed the resolution. Currently, Disney, as a large corporation there, has certain tax privileges, special exemption status, and so forth. So they've got a bunch of things that have been going on for many, many years. And I am not even sure if DeSantis knew this, or much of the public did not. But once he did, he says, you know what, we're going to take that away. They're a large corporation. They can battle this out on their own, but they don't need all this extra incentives besides. This has been very good. A lot of the left do not like this. A lot of the right on the Republican side does. Well, I'm now a DeSantis fan, so this is very, very good what he's doing here. You may agree with it or you may not, too. But the tax privilege and the special exemption status that they've had for all these years, it is very, let's just say it's very favorable. Very favorable. Now, we all know what Disney's doing in their corporation with grooming the young adults and involvement in child trafficking and what goes on that big red ship there with their cruise line. But let's just say it isn't good. Lots of grooming. Now, the unsettling thing with all this, this came out on the 19th of April. Just today, Jenna Ellis, the actual former Trump legal advisor, who seemed to be a white hat working for the good of the country and so forth, said that she's going to join Disney, not join them, but take them on legally and help assist with the fight that they're going to go up against with DeSantis. So very interesting how Jenna Ellis now is going to be taking their side. And I'm not sure the implications here, but it'll be worth following what this does and why she's doing this. If Jenna Ellis is a true white hat good guy and helping to expose the corruption, like she's been a good follow on Twitter for 2, 3, 4 years now, very good. But now she's taking the side essentially of Disney. So unless I got that wrong, I would really question following her and what motivates her if she's going to take the side of Disney. Very interesting to watch that. This week, the USS Washington had 3 unrelated deaths on board that ship. 3 U.S. Navy sailors died in 3 separate cases on that ship in a matter of a week. Now, I'm not bringing that up because I'm not suggesting anything foul going on there. While at the same time, I think it's hard to believe that something natural would have happened. 3 natural deaths in 1 week on one ship. That'd be a case to follow. That'd be a story to follow. I would recommend. Now, it's not in the mainstream news, so you have to do some digging there on that one. But it's called the USS Washington. 3 unrelated deaths. Now, Navy sailors are conditioned, in shape, healthy people, right? So 3 deaths, I am not sure. Now, could it be because they did get the mandate to take the vaccine that they've had complications with their heart, blood clots, things like that, cardiac arrest, myocarditis? I don't know. We haven't seen what these people died of, so we can't make an assumption as to what it even is. All I know is that on a ship that size, 3 deaths in 1 week with healthy people certainly raised the alarm for me. Now, speaking of the vax, an American Airlines pilot lands a plane this last week and then suffers a cardiac arrest six minutes after landing. This was on April 20th. He blamed the vaccine. He blames it because he says that this was all resulting from the vax mandate for all employees at American Airlines. This took place at a flight landing in Dallas-Fort Worth. The pilot landed, suffered a cardiac arrest 6 minutes after landing. Now, he's going on record to say that it was relating to the vax mandate. Didn't want to take it, but had to take it. Now he had cardiac arrest. Now, I'm guessing there that he's partly true, or much of what he's saying is true. I'm guessing it did have something to do with the vax. Now, that'll quietly go out of the newspapers and not be covered any further. But if you want to do some digging into that, it's American Airlines. It took place in Dallas-Fort Worth and was on April 20th. Very interesting. Now we got the big news this week of Trump storming off the set in an interview with Piers Morgan. Well, we got to take that with a grain of salt. Did it show him allegedly getting mad and storming off? Yes. But now if you go back and watch the whole clip, it was a very long interview. They were very cordial. They ended on a good note and everything was fine. And so what happened there, and we've seen this before with the mainstream press, they'll edit out the good scenes. They'll end it on him abruptly getting up and walking off and saying that this is how it left. Now, the problem is the normies believe this. The people who watch the mainstream media believe this and say, what is Trump's problem? Why would he do that? Now, those of us who have followed Trump for a while have the initial first question to ask, why is he taking these interviews anyway with these deep state people? Piers Morgan, why are you doing an interview with him in the first place? And sure enough, they take it out of context and it makes him look like the bad guy. Now, if you watch the whole thing, it's a very good, actual good interview. But how do you get that out to the normies? There was a Trump rally, Delaware, Ohio, April 23rd this week. That was very good. Lots of positive remarks if you follow Twitter, social media, and whatnot. Very uplifting. Now, interesting case here with Rashida Tlaib. Remember she's one of the squad members, the famous freshman of last year. She's been ordered to repay $10,800 of missing campaign funds. This was announced on April 22nd. I don't think that this got much coverage in the mainstream news. But this to me is a pretty sizable story. You know, this is being ordered to repay means that the case has been done. The investigation's been done. It's probably months, if not years, with these criminal charges by the time it finally got to this point in the sentencing. But $10,000 of missing campaign funds, that's something that should be all over the news. Now, it's a smaller amount of money, but in some cases like this, you will see something like this and the person will step down, apologize, step down and say, you know what, I made some bad mistakes. It's unaccountable. But of course, you're going to hear nothing like that. CNN Plus, the subscription service online, has announced that they're going to be shutting down. That's very interesting. We know that CNN is having a hard time making money at all because no one's watching their broadcast. They tried to branch out with this CNN Plus format, almost like a Hulu, Disney Plus, Paramount online subscribing to try to get the content that you want. It failed miserably, and they're going to be shutting it down after a couple weeks ago. I think they went and did a bunch of layoffs and cut staff. Now they announced they're shutting down the program as it failed miserably. So that's very good news for those of us who want the truth. Now, Wikipedia. Whether you like Wikipedia or not, I'm just going to be mentioning a note today. There was a page on Hunter Biden's company that was deleted off Wikipedia this last week. And so I'm not sure if it was Burisma Holdings, Seneca, Rosemont Seneca, what it was, but the actual page was taken down and removed and deleted. Now, some have said that, well, because it's Wikipedia, you can go and edit it. Why not just go back and add it? Well, I think someone could very well go and do that. But the point is, once again, it's this censoring that we've been talking about. Hunter Biden's in trouble with the laptop from hell. But does that mean someone has to censor the entire company page on the business dealings on Wikipedia? That didn't obviously make the news, but that's been going around here on social circles and on internet forums that it's gone. Poof. Very interesting. An election this week on April 24th, France. Macron wins the re-election in France. Well, you know, he's another deep state puppet, Macron, much like Trudeau in France, the folks in Australia and New Zealand. It's all the same shenanigans. Germany, Italy. And so the fact that he won that, not quite surprising, but That's all I can say really on that. Now, one thing that hasn't been making the news is we hear a lot about COVID, the corona, the virus. But last week alone, Pfizer and Moderna hired brand new CFOs for their corporations. Pfizer and Moderna making money hand over fist in these companies. The CFO is the chief financial officer. That's the top accounting financial person in the company. Usually you see them leaving or stepping down when times are tough. But when they're making as much money as they are, very, very rarely do you see in such great years as far as this, the CFO stepping down. So ask yourself the question, Pfizer and Moderna had to replace each of their CFOs. They had to replace. Very interesting at the timing of all this. Now I can see this when all this ends and the vaccine kind of dies off and goes away and they're not making as much money. Yes, of course, I'm sure they will jump ship and leave, but right in the middle of it all, interesting. In church news, the world's first lesbian bishop. This is a bishop now. I didn't stutter. The world's first lesbian bishop in the Catholic Church calls for churches to remove all crosses in their buildings and install a Muslim prayer space in each of the churches. If you want to look this up yourself, this is so bizarre, but April 24th, this news article came out. Yes, it's a lesbian bishop calls for churches to remove all crosses. Not only that, she's recommended that each church has a space dedicated for those who want to take a Muslim prayer break. This is the world we're living in, and I don't think it's making the mainstream news. That is, I don't want to say laughable, but come on. Now, there's a new 8-page filing in the Michael Sussman case. The Michael Sussman case is tied back to the indictment of him and Igor Danchenko, tying back to this almost to the Trump lawsuit, but it's different. It's still part of the Durham special prosecutor investigation that has exposed this whole Steele dossier, the lies, the fabrication, and all these different groups and tentacles trying to make Trump look bad, tie him to Alpha Bank, tie him to Russia, tie him to the Steele dossier, none of which was true. But an 8-page filing in the case today that just came out called it a joint venture plainly existed here. The bad guys here were not operating independently and just making bad decisions. They have evidence now that a joint venture existed. They were obviously acting in concert. So this is getting back to, once again, the conspiracy. Two or more individuals involved in committing a crime. Two or more companies. Two or more nonprofit organizations. Two or more groups of people. So we know that it was the DNC, the Hillary Clinton campaign, the Perkins Coie legal firm, and these other individuals, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. There's a whole connection here of the folks involved in doing this and covering it up, including the FBI, the CIA. So they did come out today with that 8-page filing in the Michael Sussman case. He's under indictment, and that's the case that's going on right now. It's part of all the lies. Now, other news. In the UK, three cabinet members are facing allegations of sexual misconduct. Three. But those three are part of a much larger group of MPs that total 56. According to a parliamentary watchdog group, 56 are involved in this sexual sting. And the ones that just came out here recently were three cabinet ministers. Three cabinet ministers. I think I said cabinet members, but ministers. So that is not good news. These are only allegations. But when there's 56 of them, I am sure there's hefty proof of what's going on there and whatnot. Elon Musk. Now, we know, let's just preface the whole Elon Musk deal. We know that his mother is very heavily involved in the Illuminati, okay? Which is fine, which means that he is probably too, or was. He either was or is. Now, he made the attempt to buy Twitter and sent the left into a frenzy, sent the Dems, the libtards, if you will, into a frenzy. Now, I'm not sure why all that would be, but he just made an offer for the company. Well, it was an offer they couldn't refuse. Now, the interesting thing is this. Twitter refused it. They did not want to do this. They made it look like he was crazy. That's what happened last week. Well, they had to pivot, is what they had to do. They had to pivot and say, you know what, we can't decline it, because everyone and their mother knows that when someone comes to buy your company, 100% of the shares of stock at a 20% premium, which is unheard of, by the way, the stocks, the board's shareholders, the board of directors for this company, their fiduciary responsibility is to the shareholders, which means everyone's going to make money, and a lot of it. Why on earth would they say no? Why on earth would they halt this? But they did. The next day, guess what came out? The very next day, it came out to say, you know what? We're doubting his funding. We're doubting that he has the funding to do this. So I call that a pivot. They did not say that right away. They outright flatly refused it. But they knew they had to have a good reason to do so. So they said, for that much money, I think it's $44 billion. Remember, he's the world's richest man. Maybe he's got $44 billion. I don't know. But they had to come out and say, you know what? We didn't believe that he had the funding to do this. So any kind of filing like this, you've got to come up and do your due diligence. It's almost like buying a house. You just can't go up and say, I want to buy the company. The filing that takes place, the SEC filing for a large company like this with Twitter, you have to have that in place. He had his backing with Chase Morgan. I'm not sure who it was from, but they had the documents that showed that he does have the funding. So they got caught in the lie to say, we're not going to go through with this because Twitter, Jack Dorsey, Twitter are deep state. It's a deep state operation headed up and run by intelligence. So what are they going to do? They can't have this man buy them out. I'm not even saying I'm an Elon Musk fan or not, but the fact of how the board responded, I think, gave the answer that was very loud and clear. So they had to backtrack and say, we were questioning his ability to get the funding. Well, now they come back and found out that they had the ability to get the funding and it's secured. They had to say yes. They said yes today. Mark it on your calendar, April 25th. The board of Twitter approved the sale of the entire company to Elon Musk. Now, here's where we run into problems. He wants to take it private. That's fine. It's a publicly held company right now. He wants to take it private. That's fine. And he's going to be the owner. So that being said, that doesn't mean there's going to be any changes in the company. There's not going to be necessarily any changes with the staff. The workers were wondering if there's going to be huge layoffs and whatnot. I don't think anything like that's going to take place, or at least not right away. I believe it's going to continue running as it has. There should be no change. If it's privately held or publicly held, if you're logging onto Twitter, the social media site, that's going to be transparent to you. You're not going to know the difference of where it is. But a lot of people are going to become awfully wealthy. Now, what changes will he make? I don't know. Some are saying he's going to bring back Trump. Well, we don't know that either. Trump's been censored. Trump's been deplatformed. And Trump's been shut off and his account deleted on Twitter. Maybe he will bring him back. We don't know. We can't assume that Elon Musk is a good guy. We can't assume that he's a bad guy. But wanting to buy the company is not an impact on any of us. Wanting to buy it and then getting success and approved to buy it isn't impacting any of us. Now, will he change the rules and regulations? I don't know. Now, remember, the biggest impact I see of this is those 7,000 large QAnon accounts that had huge followings that were taken away. Those folks are thinking, hey, Elon Musk is going to bring us back as well. Well, maybe he will. Maybe he won't. There was a big cleansing done that didn't really make the mainstream news too much. Donald Trump's account made the mainstream, but other people as well. I think Roger Stone, a lot of folks out there, Joe Rogan, all got kicked off and shut down. That's the point of the censorship. Now, if Elon Musk owns the company, yes. Can he bring those back? Yes. Keep in mind, though, he owns the rights to all of the accounts out there. Now, the Dems and the deep state have many, many, many accounts, Twitter accounts, that are set to private. They're able to communicate that way. They're able to communicate to each other on a back channel. They don't have any tweets. They're able to send direct messages that are out on the cloud. No one can track them. They're not public accounts. That's the reason I believe that the Dems and the left were so vicious on not wanting this to happen. The other thing Elon Musk will now have access to is all the documentation and the corporate paperwork. There obviously was a censorship program in place there. All the documentation of the meeting minutes and the board meeting minutes of what went on to make those changes and to hire all that staff to censor everyone. I'm sure the staff at Twitter has a very large staff of those censoring, spending all day censoring people. Now, will those people get cut? Will those people get laid off? More than likely. But the regular Twitter folks that work there, I don't think the switch to Elon Musk is going to impact them at all. Now, there's a lot of Dems saying they're going to leave the platform. Well, that's fine. I don't know what to say about that. But if he gets the documents that prove the censorship, this could turn into a whole big legal case as well if they were knowingly, on purpose, censoring people to push a certain agenda. That's what I think Elon Musk wanted to do with the purchase of all this, and also get at those accounts that were deactivated and deleted, and also get a full track listing. Basically, they're going to have rights of, instead of getting a warrant for the or a summons to get the text back and forth text activity on someone's cell phone, all these people in the Dems, the deep state, using Twitter with a private account to direct message other people on Twitter, you now have that long trail of recorded history tracked. That's what I think is going to be the biggest part of this purchase. It has nothing to do with left-right. It has nothing to do with good guy, bad guy. It has nothing to do with Elon Musk being Illuminati. He possibly could be, but he's been very much aligned with the QAnon folks and aligned with Trump. All we can assume is good things. If this whole thing was a joke and the whole thing, we were all set up by the Elon Musk purchase, I don't see how it could be any worse than what it was before. So, here's what we've got. Eternal Affairs Media has exciting news. Every patriot knows who Mike Lindell is. He's been courageous in his fight to bring transparency to election fraud in the 2020 election. Our exciting news here at Eternal Affairs is that we've partnered with Mike Lindell's MyPillow. And if you use the promo code ETERNAL, ETERNAL, at MyPillow.com, you'll receive up to 66% off. Support Mike Lindell as well as Eternal Affairs Media by using promo code ETERNAL today. You can also call 1-800-795-5993. Now, thank you for the donations coming in. We have one-time donations from Dusty, Andy, and Lisa. We also have Truth Premium subscribers. A big thank you to Linda, David, Bruce, Dean, Sharla, and Diana. Also, big thank you to Patreons, Alicia and Dan. We now also have Truth Premium on our website for only 99 cents per month. You will see less ads, receive more exclusive and premium content, as well as have access to our Powered by Truth community forum. You can't beat 99 cents in support of the truth. Go to premium.eamedia.online and sign up today. Once again, my name is Dan Hennen. Today is April 25th, 2022. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.